After an initially slow response, the world seems to have woken up to the devastating effects of the Ebola virus in West Africa. Hundreds of extra medical staff from outside the region, as well as some military units, are working to prevent the spread of Ebola and looking after patients. Governments are pledging financial and logistical support, and public donations are pouring in. A drug to definitively cure or vaccinate against Ebola, though, has proved elusive. It was announced today that three potential treatments are to be fast-tracked. The humanitarian organisation Médecins Sans Frontières is undertaking the trials at centres in Liberia and Guinea. Dr. Peter Horby from Oxford University is leading one of those trials.
This drug does show some effectiveness in the laboratory. We don't yet have any results of studies on animals, and none of these drugs have yet been tried in Ebola patients. But the other important considerations are evidence of safety, so we certainly don't want to cause any additional harm to Ebola patients, the availability of sufficient drug to actually run a clinical trial now, and the deliverability of the drug. Can we actually deliver this drug to patients in an Ebola treatment centre, which is a very difficult environment? And what's the potential for scaling up therapy if the studies show the drug to be effective? So with all those considerations, we decided that we would start with brincidofovir.
It must be quite difficult making decisions about the drugs that you are going to rush to trial, if you like. But presumably you think that if patients are going to die anyway, you can only really do good by testing, or at least not make things worse.
The first maxim is first do no harm in medicine. So we have to be very sure that we're not going to make things worse. But it is challenging because we're working on partial evidence. There's been many drugs proposed as potential treatments for Ebola, but for most of them, there's very, very limited data. So we just have to go with the ones that best meet the criteria we have. We're not in a position where we can wait many months for additional lab data before we take a decision.
What about the position of the drug companies in this? Lots of people have said, no cure for Ebola or vaccine has been developed simply because there wasn't the demand. It's affected a small number of people. And frankly, it hasn't been a big issue in the West. So therefore, the drug companies haven't been falling over themselves to develop something. How do you think they've reacted to this? Could they have done any better?
The drug companies we've been dealing with for setting up this trial have been excellent. But on the other hand, if we step back a bit, I think there has been a bit of a strategic failure because these drugs, not brincidofovir, but there are drugs like ZMapp and others that were developed initially specifically for Ebola, yet they never made it to the full extent of testing that is really required to put them into humans. So if there's going to be investment in developing a potential product for Ebola, I think the lesson we've learned is that that process needs to be taken through to completion, to the stage where you've developed your product to the extent that the best available laboratory and animal data suggests it's efficacious, and the best available safety data, which you can do in healthy volunteers, suggests it's safe. And then we would have been in a much better position to select drugs for these trials, and also to have enough volume of drug available to start a clinical trial in the event of an Ebola outbreak.
But it has required, has it not, non-governmental organisations, charities, academic institutions really to pile in to get this treatment tested and these vaccines tested?
Yes, so a lot of the burden is being carried by charitable organisations.
With the drug companies going to profit from it?
Well, I think this is the serious discussions that have to be made about making sure that the drugs are made available and that there is not a unreasonable profits made on the basis of drug development and clinical studies that are largely funded through the public purse.
Just on the Ebola outbreak itself, it does appear that the number of new cases every day is falling. Are you hopeful that we might be seeing the beginning of the end of the outbreak?
I think it's important to point out that the drug trials are not going to change the face of this epidemic. What's much more important is getting patients identified quickly, getting them isolated so they don't transmit infection to others, and safe burial of people who die. The drug trials can help, I think, in giving some hope and some added value being seen in attending treatment centres, but they won't change this epidemic. But I hope they will change future epidemics.
Dr. Peter Horby there from Oxford University. For more interviews and analysis of global business, search for BBC World Business Report for our daily half-hour podcast.